All right, I am here in Coral Gables, Florida at the Cellulosic Ethanol Summit. With me is Jeremy Susak, who is Executive Director of the Florida Energy and Climate Commission. Jeremy, you gave us a little bit of an overview here of what exactly the commission is. Tell us a little bit about that.
The commission is a one-stop shop for Florida energy. It is designed to give a blueprint going forward to Florida's energy future. As we saw in the last few years, energy became increasingly more important, and we looked at our regulatory framework, and we had somewhat of a fragmented framework with the Florida Public Service Commission solely dealing with the economic regulation of energy from the utility side, and Department of Environmental Protection solely dealing with the environmental protection of the utilities, as well as structuring and permitting biofacilities. Augmenting that was the Department of Agriculture's initiatives with the farm to fuel and their bioenergy. And then we had the Florida Energy Office that was administratively housed in DEP. So as you can see, there was a lot of moving parts and not a lot of cohesive structure. Now the Florida Energy and Climate Commission is that one-stop shop for Florida's energy future.
Now, Governor Crist and the legislature have really been very supportive of the growth of biofuels here in Florida. What are some of the initiatives that we have here in Florida?
Some of the initiatives we have here in Florida is the Renewable Fuel Standard. We have a E10 standard by 2010. Subsumed in that will be a greenhouse gas reduction for each biofuel that comes to market, so that we're not just displacing oil and decreasing reliance on oil, foreign oil, but also reducing harmful emissions as a result of that petroleum product. Another initiative that we're very proud of is the Department of Agriculture's Farm to Fuel. It's an initiative to stimulate the agriculture community and to grow our fuels and fuel our cars, enhance our economy, and strengthen our energy security. And last but certainly not least, one of the initiatives that Governor Crist put forth in his executive order and served as a pillar in House Bill 7135 was a cap and trade initiative, whereby we would reduce our emissions to certain benchmarks with an 80% reduction of our 1990 emission standards by 2050. We're currently undergoing that rulemaking, and that rule will come back for legislative ratification in the 2010 session.
Why do you think Florida is going to play such an important role in the development of cellulosic ethanol?
Well, we're the 17th largest economy, and that's a global economy, so we're a very large player on the global scale and one of the largest economies here in the United States, one of the most powerful nations in the world. Specifically, why Florida is its environment. It's very lush. It's very tropical. We're here in Miami, and as you can see, the palms, through the windows preside over us and put a very favorable growing climate for these type of biofuels.
Now, you also mentioned that you got a grant to study greenhouse gas emissions here in the state from the Governor's Act.
The National Governors Association. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what that was is they had a competitive solicitation, and going back to House Bill 7135, and I hate to keep going back to it, but it was a very large bill and a lot of initiatives in that. Let me back up and explain the Florida Energy Systems Consortium. What we had seen also, not only on the regulatory side in Florida that was fragmented, we also looked at our universities and said, what exactly are we doing? What are we researching? Who is doing what? And we didn't have a good handle on it, so we said, let's treat that as a Department of Energy, or let's treat that as a National Renewable Energy Lab, and let's structure them and make them a consortium, and then they would report to the Florida Energy and Climate Commission so that we're not duplicating efforts and we have an asset mapping and knowing exactly what we're doing. We received that grant from the National Governors Association and handed that off to the new Florida Energy Systems Consortium, which is a consortium of all our Florida State Universities. I sit on the board with them as a board of directors, and they will be undergoing that study for us.
Why is the study of greenhouse gas emissions so important to the growth of ethanol and other biofuels?
If you look at Florida's greenhouse gases, it's about divided in half. The utilities are responsible for about 45% of it, and I think transportation results in about 43% of it. One of the initiatives Governor Crist has undergone is to adopt the California Vehicle Emission Standard. That's one of the ways you can regulate tailpipe emissions. But the most promising, at least in my humble opinion, is biofuels, the use of the fuels that we put into our car that will, as a natural result, reduce our emissions on the tailpipe end. So that to us, in a cap and trade and reducing greenhouse gas initiatives, as well as energy independence and energy security and strengthening our economy, but specifically with greenhouse gas emissions, is to reduce our emissions to meet the carbon caps to preserve our environment.
Now, you were asked about what are some of the feedstocks that you're looking at here in Florida.
Yes, we're looking at a whole host of feedstocks, everything from what we naturally grow, as you see around us, sugar cane. We have U.S. sugars, and we have Florida crystals that are very prominent sugar businesses in the nation and in the global community as well. We're also looking at energy cane. We have a grant with FIU who is looking at the pretreatment of different type of feedstocks, such as energy cane, bagasse, as well as some of our grants. You can see on the cellulosic side, we're looking at using citrus peels. We are a citrus state, and we are looking at using citrus peels to develop cellulosic ethanol, as well as we're investing in sweet sorghum in North Florida to make ethanol in the traditional sense from sweet sorghum.
What about the pipeline that's going from Tampa to Orlando?
The pipeline, to my satisfaction, has proved that you can transport ethanol through pipeline, whereas it used to be the knock against it was corrosive and it would never work. And now with the additive that Kinder Morgan has put forth and will enhance our infrastructure, enhance the delivery and transportation of ethanol throughout the state.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's Jeremy Susek with the Florida Energy and Climate Commission. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.